Thank you for joining me to hear about the story of James, the second Lord Forbes. I'm Bart Forbes of the Clan Forbes Society. Now, James was born about 1425 to Alexander, the first Lord Forbes, and Elizabeth, daughter of George Douglas, Earl of Angus. His mother was the granddaughter of Robert III by the king's daughter Mary. This made him first cousin once removed to King James II. Now, James benefited greatly from his father's great fortune, land, and influence. In spite of this great fortune, the life of James was greatly complicated by his friendship with his cousin, William Douglas, eventually the 8th Earl of Douglas. Now, how he became the 8th Earl is a story of intrigue and murder. For reasons too complex to share right now, King James I was assassinated in 1437. His son James II was only 7 years old. Therefore, the Scottish government was headed by the Lieutenant General Archibald Douglas, the 5th Earl of Douglas. Archibald was the cousin of Forbes's friend William Forbes. Let's just call him Willie, because another William enters the story in the form of Archibald's son, William Douglas, who became the 6th Earl of Douglas at the age of 16 at his father's death in 1439. Now, after Archibald's death, Willie's father, James Douglas, assumed power in the Scottish government. In 1440, James conspired to murder his great-nephew, 16-year-old William Douglas, the 6th Earl of Douglas, and his brother, 12-year-old David. Naturally, upon their deaths, James inherited all their lands and the title of the 7th Earl of Douglas. Now, when he died in 1443, his titles and lands accrued to his son, Willie, who was then the 8th Earl of Douglas. Now, unfortunately, after his father's death, the 8th Earl was banished for his father's crimes. However, James Forbes remained friendly with the banished Douglas. In about 1444, James married Gilles, or Egidiah, second daughter of William Keith, 1st Earl of Marshall. They had 5 children, William, Duncan, Patrick, Alexander, and Egidiah. James himself succeeded to the title of the second Lord Forbes upon his father's death in 1448. Now, in the meantime, his good friend Willie, the Earl of Douglas, returned to Scotland in 1451. And he went straight to work building an alliance against James II, and he asked Lord Forbes to join him. Lord Forbes was shocked by this dangerous enterprise and refused. Unfortunately, King James II learned of the plot in 1452. He demanded that Douglas dissolve this alliance. Douglas refused. Furious, the king and his men killed Douglas and threw his body out the window. So much for Lord Forbes's good friend Willie. Now, while he was known to be a good friend to Douglas, Lord Forbes was fortunately not implicated in the plot. He later demonstrated his loyalty to James II at the Battle of Brecon in the same year, 1452. Now, once again, you'll need a bit of background on this conflict. When Willie was murdered, his brother James became the 9th Earl of Douglas. Not surprisingly, he continued to conspire against the king. He recruited Alexander Lindsay, the 4th Earl of Crawford, to his cause and rallied troops from the Douglases and Lindsays to oppose the king. King James II appointed Alexander Seton, the Earl of Huntly, as his lieutenant general to suppress the rebellion. James, 2nd Lord Forbes, joined forces with Huntly, along with troops raised from the Gordons, Ogilvies, Leslies, and Irvines. The king's army defeated the Douglases and Lindsays at Brecon. The Douglas and Lindsay rebellion was completely extinguished with the Battle of Arkenholm in 1455. In 1457, Alexander, the Earl of Huntly, changed his surname to Gordon, and in 1460, the Earl agreed to the marriage of his daughter Christian to Lord Forbes' son William, the Master of Forbes. Between 1452 and 1460, Lord Forbes also managed to expand his estates and income. Lord Forbes also improved his fortification of Castle Forbes, now known as Dremeter Castle. In fact, in 1456, King James II granted him license to repair and fortify the castle walls, towers, and gates. Lord Forbes joined the Parliament of 1457 and became one of the Lords of Session for the Court of Justice at Aberdeen. He died in about 1462, and his eldest son William became the third Lord Forbes. And that is the story about James, the second Lord Forbes. You can learn more by visiting the Clan Forbes Society website, webpage, Instagram account, or YouTube channel. Just search for Clan Forbes Society. Thank you.